Chapter 23, A Shaggy Partner. Quentin has committed robberies before, so he was sure that this time everything would go well. He was almost not nervous at all. But recently his dog Gina became nervous. She began to howl loudly whenever she stayed home alone. Neighbors complained that she howled. At the last few times when no one was home, Gina spoiled the furniture badly, and Quentin's wife's nerves were also frayed. As ill luck would have it, on the day of the robbery, there was no one to leave the dog with. Quentin figured that all the neighbors would find out that no one was home because of the dog's howling. He did not think that someone would ask them. It was unlikely that it would come to that. But still, he did not want the neighbors to know the exact minute when he left and when he came back. Today, it was completely unnecessary. After a moment's hesitation, he decided to take Gina with him. She could howl as much as she wanted during those 5 minutes, which he would spend in the bank, because no one will pay attention to her in a noisy main street. As he expected, the robbery went like clockwork. Quentin was happy that he planned everything so well. But when he opened the car door, Gina immediately jumped out of the car. All morning he had been preparing for the robbery, and he completely forgot that his wife had asked him to take the dog for a walk, and now she was doing her business by the nearest tree. Cursing everything in the world, Quentin decided to wait for the dog for half a minute. But when Gina left the tree alone, she decided to run a little bit. It was not an appropriate time at all. Quentin tried to catch her, but that didn't work out. He heard the police sirens. It was time to escape. He was sorry to leave Gina, but what could he do? Quentin got into the car and drove away. It was too late when police arrived. Quentin was already far away. David, who arrived on the scene of the crime, decided to question the witnesses. One old lady immediately came up to him. She was small but had a very resolute look.
"Did you see that dog?"
she asked David.
"I think that this dog belongs to that robber. I'm telling you, I saw everything," she added proudly.
David was interested in what she said. He always got along with animals and called the dog up easily. It wagged its tail in a friendly way and let him scratch its ear. So that David had only to read the address of the robber on its collar.